Well, hi, everybody, and welcome to the BNBlitz.com Daily Drive Podcast Playoff Edition. That sounds really cool to say, doesn't it? It sounds really cool to say that we're not talking about the offseason or locker cleanout or the draft or quarterbacks in college. We're talking about the playoffs, and that is great for Bills fans, for the Bills. It's got this town on its ear, and we're going to talk a lot about it today and throughout the rest of the week. My name is Paul Peck with Kevin Sylvester from BuffaloSportsPage.com. Your best place to get all the information that you need on this playoff week is the BNBlitz.com, and you can try it right now for 2 weeks for free. After that, you'll be charged just $2.99 a month for a subscription. I know it'll deliver what you need, but if not, you can cancel at any time. Buffalo News and BuffaloNews.com subscribers also have free access to BNBlitz.com. Kevin, it occurred to me that it's been so long since we've had a week of playoff preparation that even though we're only a couple days into it, I don't know how to react to it. I can't even remember what it was like back in the day in what seems like the dark ages of pre-social media to get ready for a Bills playoff game. It feels great. I know that. It's a little overwhelming.
Yeah, it's different. That's for sure. Yeah, you're right. I mean, the last time the Bills were in the playoffs, Twitter wasn't around.
No, none of that was. The internet was just sort of in its infancy, basically, 1999.
None of us believed in email.
Right.
no, all that stuff, you know, it was really in its infancy. Cell phones were became small.
Yeah, we would have done the Daily Drive podcast. It would have been a letter we would have mailed to you.
That's true. Right. Shout Magazine was huge. Do they still do Shout Magazine?
It's called Bill's Digest now.
Wow. Okay. Well, it shows
it's
you
not
how.
Not Shout Magazine. It's the same thing, basically.
Shows you where I'm at.
So our buddy Mark Ludwizak takes care of that. He does a good job.
Well, considering I didn't even know he's your buddy, Mark, but I'm sure you do an awesome job. My apologies. However, anyway. Yeah, I mean, but back in 99, it was also expected, right? I mean, even though it was post Jim Kelly, who's still a good football team, good defense. Matter of fact, back then, you know, there were Super Bowl aspirations for that Bills team. And that stupid play, home run throwback, which still not a touchdown in my eyes, but whatever. You can get all the scientists you want. It was a forward pass, but that's neither here nor there right now. It was expected back then. Since it's been so long, you're right. It's like, how do you react right now? And I think fans are reacting the only way they can. They're taking to social media. They're going to the airport. They're wearing their Bills stuff to work.
Some traditions never die, and that's great.
That's true. Yeah, matter of fact, I tweeted out that, you know, what other city would do this? Show up at, you know, 1 in the morning. It's
in
negative.
In minus 5-degree temperatures.
Yeah. And, you know, so many people are like, oh, this city would, that city. Somebody in Carolina would. I'm like, no, they would not. They just would not. I mean, that's a Buffalo thing, and I just don't see others doing that. And that was kind of cool, all the reaction. What's really great is how they got in, because that's how they normally get knocked out, right?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that was a Billsy. The Ravens had a Billsy thing happen to them, which I guess we can no longer say because it's over. But that would be a play where you expect the Bills to lose and get knocked out on. Yet it was a play to get them in, and I think that was the coolest part about it.
And I think that has added to what has been this incredible sort of rush of enthusiasm and excitement in this town. I mean, you know, to have that moment of the Bengals coming from behind and scoring that touchdown, to see the reaction from the players in the Bills locker room was amazing. The folks in Miami that were watching the game was amazing. The people around the bars in Western New York, everybody was recording those moments. There was a moment that it changed, and that makes it awesome. It's not like the game just sort of ended or they're in the playoffs now. And like you didn't have like the clock hit zero and everybody's yay. I mean, there was this incredible moment that it all spun on. And I think that has totally added to the layers of the excitement in this town.
Oh, yeah. If the Bengals were... You know, they were winning by 14 at one point in the game. If they wanted to win, it'd be like, okay, they're going. Fantastic. But it's the way they win it because it looked like it wasn't going to happen. It looked done. It's 4th and 12. And you complete a pass. And, you know, I know you all know this, but it just feels good to talk about. You complete a pass, and it looks like, okay, they're in field goal range to tie it. Wait a second. They're not going to get them. And we're going to play Dan Hort's call here in our two-minute drill because I think it's pretty cool. But it, just the way it happened, then you realize, okay, but then there's still that Buffalo moment where you're like,
well,
oh, no, there's
time. My first thought, they had 44 seconds and three timeouts left. You know, so you're like, oh, well, wait a minute now. I know we all want to celebrate here, but wait a minute. Now it's Joe Flacco. He knows how to do this. And he didn't.
No. And by the way, nobody is making Vontaze Burfict the player of the year. It's Andy Dalton. I'm just saying, the Bengals defense on there. But that's the other cool part about this. What's happening to Andy Dalton, and in particular, his foundation. And remember when we came to record this podcast, Chris Horvatis from Channel 4 tweeted, I retweeted this, that he contacted the foundation. They can't keep up.
Yeah.
Like Bills Mafia keeps donating. And it's up over $100,000
since. Great.
Isn't that incredible?
Yeah.
I mean, you want to talk about an awesome, really awesome part of the story. How do you thank a guy? Well, in today's day and age, you go online and you donate money to his foundation, which is pretty damn cool.
Yeah, I mean, just think where we've been the last 48 hours, roughly, you know, with the way the game ended and the locker room and Kyle Williams with his kids and then the team charter and the Bills fans greeting the team. Oh, and before that, it's New Year's Eve, by the way, so the celebration's going to be on anyway. And then New Year's Day yesterday is all the Andy Dalton stuff and Dalton thanking the Bills fans and everything that you mentioned. You know, I mean, it's just been one thing after another that gets people even more excited. And it does take both of you and I back to the 1990s when the town was like this on a regular basis when the Bills were making their Super Bowl runs. And it's what, you know, convinced me that this was a place that I wanted to spend a lot more time here being around all of it. You are feeling that again now, and you're feeling it from a new and different generation that has added to the fact that they have been hearing about this but never experienced it themselves. Well, now they're here to experience it themselves, and they are all in.
You know, it's different for us, you and I, and the guys in the media, because we look at it differently. At least I do. The emotional attachment is gone for me, sadly, but that's part of the deal.
I'm with you.
It's part of the deal when you become sports media. Teams you cover, you have to separate the emotion from it. You're no longer, you can't be a fan and do the job well. There are guys who are fans who do the job, but I'm just saying you cannot do the job well if you're a fan. You just can't. But don't get me wrong, you want them to do well because it's more fun covering a winning team and talking to players about success than it is failure. That's no fun interviewing somebody about failure. Think about it if you're an accountant and you go there and, boy, you got your P&L wrong. Hey, so what went wrong with the numbers there in the third graph? Well, you know, that's no fun. That's what players have to do. But that's
do they
part
say
of the
I didn't give it 110%?
Well, they actually gave 110%. There's only 100% in the numbers in real math, which is why they can't do it. So anyways, so you're separated from that, but you're like, all right, you root for the best story. And the Bills making the playoffs was the best story. It's the best story in the NFL right now. I mean, it's just awesome. Now I'll bring it close to home for me. My 13-year-old and my soon-to-be 8-year-old are so jacked up.
That's great.
That they're in the playoffs. I see my little one jumping up and down because they're in the playoffs, and he's asking me everything. He's, you know, last couple weeks he's asking me everything about the game because he knew the Bills have a chance to make the playoffs. That's how kids become attached to teams because they're winners, right? So now all of a sudden, the Bills are winners.
Yeah.
They're in the playoffs.
And it's great because that generation, your kids and a lot of other kids, college age and under, you know, have drifted away from the Bills a little bit, I think, because there hasn't been that level of success. They've found other teams to root for. I think this will bring a lot of them back. And you know, you and I have talked about this lost generation of Bills fans and what the long-term effects could be on the future of the team and selling tickets. You know, maybe we won't have to talk about that anymore. Maybe this is just what needed to happen, to the way that it happened, the unlikely level that it happened. Regardless of what goes on in Jacksonville this weekend, you have grabbed a whole younger generation of Bills fans who now have their moment, not dad's moment, not right. Uncle's moment, not brother's moment. You know, oh, how many times will we have to watch the NFL films, you know, videos of the Super Bowls? Now they've got their own moment, and it's a super cool one, and it's so much different because of the age that we live in. You know, to see that video video of the locker room from Steven Hauschka and a couple of the other Bills people literally within an hour after the game was, you know, was amazing. That's video you would have never seen back in the old days. Never. Yeah. You know, to see Bills fans, that the one shot from the concourse in Miami where Bills fans were watching the game on one of the little TVs there, and their reaction is, it's incredibly memorable. And you saw that within moments of it happening, though it's so much different, but I think it's so much better
too. You almost want to cue up the old Alcola fantastic.
Yeah, that's right.
Harry Cal Alcola, can't wait, fantastic finish. Yeah. The Cincinnati Bengals down by 3 points, 4th and 12. Touchdown doesn't mean nothing to the Bengals, but it does to the Bills.
Yeah, you know, I love the Bills sending the letter to the Bengals, offering up chicken wings, and obviously the Dalton thing. I mean, you know, literally somewhere along the line, and I don't, you know, whether you got to get Andy Dalton and Tyler Boyd in this town at some point to give them the key to the city or something, and that's just crazy in itself how many other places would do something like that.
Well, all those... And with all apologies to Joe Webb, but all those 14 Sammy Watkins jerseys, they're now changing the name to Dalton on the back of those.
I mean, it's pretty cool, and what you're seeing is the spirit of this city, which you and I know is always there. Sometimes it gets tamped down a little bit by the losing, but it's like a volcano. It's waiting to explode and spew Bill's love all over the place like that, and we're seeing that, and it's great, and it's what makes Buffalo great.
Yeah, the King Kong's off the back. All right, Paul, our two-minute drill, and there's so much more we're going to talk about this week on the Daily Drive podcast leading up to the game and Shady McCoy and all those things.
Yeah, I think Shady, the update on Shady will be our topic for tomorrow.
Well, Adam Schefter already pointed, Adam Schefter, you know, with sources today said it'll be a game-time decision.
We'll talk about this tomorrow, but whether he plays or doesn't play, I don't know how effective he's really going to be, and I think, you know, if you're going to ask me to pick this game, I'm going to have to pick a Shady or a no Shady, because I think it makes all the difference in the world, but we'll have plenty of time to talk about
that.
All
right, something cool coming up here in our two-minute drill.
The Daily Drive two-minute drill is brought to you by Experimac of Orchard Park, experimacop.com.
And the two-minute drill brought to you by our friends at Experimac Orchard Park. Hey, the best way to listen to the Daily Drive podcast is on an Apple device. And they can take care of your battery, by the way, too. When it comes to, you know, you may have seen that in the news with Apple. Go see our friends at Experimac Orchard Park, experimacop.com. All right. Dan Hoard, our friend Dan Hoard, has been on the podcast.
Jamestown native, Western New Yorker, longtime Bills fan. We've had him on the podcast. He's a friend of mine. We went to college together. He is the voice of the Cincinnati Bengals. And as you might expect, Dan is always good at capturing the moment, and he had the Dalton to Boyd moment captured.
All right, here it is. Here's the call of the touchdown.
Dalton catches the football. He's back to throw. Inches up in the pocket. Throws. Yeah. Caught by Boyd.
Get in.
To the 15.
Get in.
The 10.
Yeah.
The 5. Touchdown. Tyler Boyd.
Man.
On 4th and 12.
Man.
It's a 49-yard touchdown.
Ooh,
and the Bengals lead with 44 seconds to go.
All right, there's Dan Hoard with the call. That was Joe and Cheektowaga on the color right there.
Yeah, now I do need to explain to you that, and we unfortunately didn't have an extended copy of the call because shortly after that he says, because Dan knew the significance of the play to Bills fans, he actually says, and it's pandemonium, and I know it's pandemonium in Buffalo. Again, because...
To throw back to Van.
Yeah, right? You know, because Dan's a Buffalo guy and he's up on all this stuff, so I wish we had that to be able to play to you, but he was on top of it. He knew exactly what it meant, not only to the people listening to him in Cincinnati, but to the people in Buffalo as well.
Yeah, and you know, the people down there at the Chautauqua Sports Hall of Fame where Dan resides,
right.
I've seen the plaque down there recently, as a matter of fact. Yeah, pretty cool for that moment. Just another thing for, you know, Bills fans to tie it into that, hey, here's a Western New York guy.
Yeah, if anybody can get Dalton and Boyd to Buffalo, it might be Dan, so we'll have to work on that. And by the way, that was former Bengals offensive lineman Dave Lapham, who has been their color guy for, I believe, almost 20 years, being rather restrained there on the touchdown call.
You know what? He ruined the call.
I know. It's an inside broadcaster thing. It you feel as a play-by-play guy, you want your call to stand, and then the color guy can do it, but it's enthusiasm, it's emotion, it's not as uncommon as you would think around the NFL.
He gets a pass because that was... the color commentary from every Bills fan that play happen.
That's right.
That he's going to score.
Yep.
Which is a pretty cool moment for the way that, if you're the Ravens, by the way, what are you thinking right now?
I don't know. That you let that slip through your hands. I mean,
yeah.
you go down 17-3, then you come back, you take the lead. What more do you want? You've got them in a fourth and 12, and then you give it up, and then you get the ball back with a chance to try to win the game again, and you don't do anything. So, can't be feeling very good about. And you said this last week, the Ravens were not really a very good team. They had one of the easiest schedules in the NFL. And I think they, they were exposed a little bit for just not being a great team.
Hey, yes. And final thing, when you pressed me on the radio for how to end, I was close, wasn't I?
Yeah, you were close.
I had a pretty good narrative on how, you want it really to be exciting. Although I had an interception occurring.
That's right.
For the Bengals in the end zone. Instead of, but who cares? It was a great finish. Very exciting. So, today is like everybody's back to work today, January 2nd. The euphoria is over. Then tomorrow, we'll move on. It's back to work for the Bills tomorrow. The players back in will be back to work, getting set to take on the Jaguars.
Yeah, so we'll have plenty more throughout the course of the week here on the Daily Drive podcast. Of course, on the BNBlitz.com, all the latest on the injuries, all the latest on the Jags. You may not have followed the Jags very much this year. We all have to learn a little bit about what they're all about. They've had some injuries, but they've had a great defense. We'll dive into a lot more of that. We'll have some guests as the week goes on to give us some insight into what's going on in Jacksonville. So stay with us here on the BNBlitz.com and, of course, the Daily Drive podcast. For Kevin Sylvester, my name is Paul Peck. We're back again on Wednesday.